Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Let me say it like this. Unbelief blankets the place. America is on its way there if we, as the church, don't rise up in this hour and say, not only do I believe you, God, but I trust you enough to take me and my family into the place that you want us to go.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go back into this recent sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This is the final part from this sermon series, Mind Management. Let's go back into the message with Pastor Rogers. This is Mind Management, Part 7.
If you will keep my commandments and follow my statutes, my word, so forth and so on, then you will eat the good of the land. Then you'll be blessed going in and coming out. He runs down this litany of blessings. But if you don't, then this will be the result. So he says, I'm making you a promise. The condition and the training is going to take place. The teaching, the learning, all right, the training, the teaching, all of that's going to happen in this wilderness experience. I've given you a word of faith. Now that faith is going to translate into a place where you walk out your faith in the wilderness. Okay? It's a process that is going to take us to the provision of God. Now God says, I made you a promise. I know what the provision is. The provision is, I'll bless you going out and coming in. I'll bless you rising up and sitting down. I've got houses for you that you didn't build, and I've got cattle on 1,000 hills, and I'm going to bless you to 1,000 generations. I'm going to keep my word. I'm going to do all these things. God said, I will. Listen, I just said it a few moments ago right here. Come on. If I'll honor the Lord with the first fruits, the Lord said, I will bless you. I will rebuke the devourer for you. I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you don't have room enough to receive. That's what's waiting on us. Are you hearing me? That's what's waiting on us. Now, it is in this wilderness that this whole process of the mind, the will, and the emotions are dealt with in the wilderness. Because we have this promise over here in Egypt. He said, I'm going to take you out and bring you in, but I'm going to take you through the wilderness. Now, the original plan would have only taken 11 days from Egypt to the promised land. But the process was lengthened by what came out of their mouth. So as a result, they had to take a little longer trip out there. Even after they had the evidence, even after God showed them, what was that all about? It was all about changing their mind. The Bible is very clear in the book of Hebrews. It was all about humbling them. Well, why were they needing to be humbled? It wasn't about trying to kill them. It was about humbling them so that they'll recognize that before I take you into the promised land, because I can't have this slave mentality coming into the promised land, it will contaminate the whole place. You're going to deal with issues in the promised land that if you don't get your mind right here, yes, there's giants. And yes, there's blessings. So I'm getting you prepared for war, God says. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm getting you ready for spiritual warfare, that this thing is real. And we're now in a situation in America where many people in the church have no idea that spiritual warfare is swirling, so they make it about another person. When in fact, there's a spirit behind it somewhere. Come on now. I told you that a lying spirit was turned loose in June of 2015, and here we are today. People cannot speak truth to one another. And so here we are. We're in the middle of this process. As a result, he's trying to get our mind right. Look at your neighbor and tell him God's trying to get your mind right. But because we're stubborn, The process takes a little longer. Come on, somebody. Come on, because the strong, I'm strong-willed. Well, that, all that means is he's going to have to take you down a little further. I'm a type A personality. Well, God's going to get you to a D. Why? Because unless you recognize and humble yourself before God in this process and get your mind changed and your emotions under control, this shows up very evidently. I'm teaching right now. Y'all with me? This shows up very evidently when they get over here and get ready to cross, and they go over there and they spend weeks now, weeks and weeks and weeks in the promised land, spying out the land. And you hear how that 10 spies had emotional problems. Only two out of the bunch got their mind right, their will under subjection, and their emotions under control. Why? Because they said, we're excited over the fact that there's stuff over there that, just like he said, is milk and honey. But there's giants over there too. And we're afraid. And suddenly you're watching the 10 spies be ruled by emotion in spite of the fact that God said, you can possess the land. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? What is God telling you you're supposed to possess? Or have you acquiesced to the point where now actually you're on the borderline of an evil heart of unbelief when you look at the situation and say, they're too far gone. It's not going to happen. You better watch what comes out of your mouth. If you're ruled by your emotions, here they are. Fear and unbelief would not allow them to get into the promised land, and so their emotions that should have been dealt with out here took control, and now they will not go in because they will not let this mind be in them. They will not submit their will in spite of the fact that their eyes actually saw it. In spite of the fact that all this time God has been proving himself by providing them water out of a rock, quail flying through the air, come on somebody, clothes that didn't wear out, right? What else? What, manna flying in from every day, 6 days? Take two on the sixth day, so because I'm God said I'm going to rest myself on the seventh. Get two of it. I provided everything for you out here, and when it comes to the point where I need you to step over the line and be the kingdom person that I need you to be on the front line, you do not trust me. Y'all with me? This is the process. Now, here's the real big deal right here, because all of this right here is getting us ready for here, which translates into, and I want you to see this, it translates into freedom, which otherwise deals with responsibility. Okay? So stay with me just a minute. Y'all still with me right here? All right, so let me move on down here. Oh, you got all that and all that right there, and then that. So Satan wants you to stay in the wilderness, in the old wilderness mindset. The old wilderness mindset. What is that? What does that look like? It looks like doubt, unbelief, bitterness, murmuring, griping, complaining, all of that. Did you get that? Y'all tracking with me on your paper now? Okay. So how many of you understand that's where the devil wants you to stay? He don't want you to possess the land. Now, God, listen, God's been trying to get you ready for freedom, which translates to responsibility. Wait a minute, I thought I was free when I was over here. No, no, no. When you got saved, you're born again, but your mind still operated in a wrong mentality. You were still resistant with your will, and your emotions were all still jacked up. So the process over here is to purge. Listen, watch how detailed God was. They got right down to the waters of Marah in the wilderness, okay? This is how detailed God is. If you don't think God is a relevant 21st century God, I'm fixing to lay it on you. They come up there and they said, we want water. Here's the waters of Marah that they come up on. And God provides for them the water to drink. Now, all this is types and symbols that are happening here. So they start to drink this water fresh out of Egypt. They just come out of Egypt, and they start drinking this water, and they go, ew, it's bitter. This bitter water, we don't like it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You'll drink it if you get thirsty. I wonder what would happen with America with some of these folks that wouldn't get their Perrier. I'm sorry, I just drink Perrier. I bet you drink out of a green garden hose if you get thirsty enough in the middle of a summertime. Come on, somebody. I didn't know I was getting contaminated all those years. That's all we had to drink. I didn't get in the house and get a bottle of water. In fact, we didn't even mess up a glass. There's a garden hose out there. And if in the middle of the summertime that hose was laying out there with water, you scorch your mouth off. You got to let it run a little bit. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Hey, some of you don't know what I'm talking about. That's the way it was. Okay? So here they are. Now, why is he dealing with them here at Marah? They start drinking. They say, this is bitter water here. So what's God do? He commands Moses, take the branch, throw it in there, and it made it sweet. Well, you know what? Some scientists got together and checked out that water. They sampled that water. They tested it. They found out that it has the same ingredients of milk of magnesia. Y'all do understand milk of magnesia, don't you? If you don't understand that, you need to translate that to somebody on the way out the door. In fact, wrap it up and put a bow on it and give it to them for Christmas. Praise the Lord. Same ingredients of milk. Oh, what's? No wonder it was bitter. Nobody wants to drink that. Time out. They've been eating garlic and leeks and all this stuff, the rich foods of Egypt. And God said, for me to get you prepared to go in and drink milk and honey and like it. Come on, somebody. That's one thing I know, traveling to Israel. You go to Israel with me. Hopefully we're going to go back in 2021. So we'll be announcing that after the first of the year. But you go over there, and if you got a serious bacon habit, because America does, we're wrapping everything in bacon. Make no difference. We're wrapping it all in bacon. Stack some bacon on top of bacon. Bacon bits, bacon and eggs, whatever. I got over there. Ain't no bacon. I learned to like hummus. We had hummus this and hummus that. It was hummus for breakfast, hummus for lunch, hummus for dinner. Oh, you want a snack? Here's some hummus. And you know what? If you get hungry enough, you'll eat whatever's on the table. I ate things over there that I've never eaten in my life. After a while, I just stop asking, what is that? It was written in Hebrew. What is that? I don't know. Looks pretty good. All right, put a chip on it. Why was God doing that? To purge their systems, literally. Look at the detail of your God. So let me just state right here. God wants you healthy. Amen. I'm going to try that on again for the, there was only 10 right there. I say, God wants you healthy. Amen. Why? Why does he want you healthy? Oh, he wants us to be, no, not just to be healthy. He has need of you for the future. And if you die prematurely because all you eat is Snicker bars and drink monster drinks, and wonder why your stomach's all upset all the time, then you're of no use to him. He needs somebody that's going to get away from just taking care of their own self to be healthy enough to reach down and say, come on, let me help you. Come on, somebody.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.